recording.
I love that. Hey, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Sorry.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
Had to do it.
Hello. We are the Brothers Geek, and this is our podcast. Patrick Schmaltz with my two brothers, Christopher Schmaltz. Hello, Christopher.
Good evening. Hello.
And my other brother, Andrew Schmaltz. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, I'm Andrew. I'm the other brother.
We're brothers, we're geeks, we talk about geeky things. This is our podcast. Welcome. Okay. We're recording this on April 28th. We just watched episode three. Game of Thrones,
season eight.
We're going to spoil this episode. This is what we're doing now. So if you do not want to have this episode spoiled to you, you should not listen. You should stop.
Watch the episode immediately.
Go watch the episode immediately and then come
just
back.
Just judging
and listen
by
to
Twitter,
us.
It seems like everyone I follow on Twitter was also watching this episode.
Yes, I think everyone who's a Game of Thrones person has watched it.
And people were live tweeting, which I feel like that takes you out of the episode if you live tweet. I don't know.
Yeah, just watch the episode. It's like going to like a fun event, like a concert, and then recording it.
Exactly.
It doesn't sound good on your phone.
That is one of my pet peeves because I love going to live music. I love it.
Yeah.
But people who like record it and then like post it on their Snapchat.
Oh, if I see
Garbo.
If I see someone recording an Instagram story, like a concert on their Instagram story, I immediately just skip their day. I'm not watching any of your day because
exactly.
It sounds like Garbo. It looks like garbage. Like just
and
watch
you
the day.
Be in the moment.
Chris can attest to this. One of the best concert experiences I've ever had in my life was the Jack White concert, and it was because it was a no phones concert.
It was
no phones.
It was.
You could not have you had to put a phone inside of a package that was magnetically sealed.
Yes.
So if you need,
kidding.
You could still feel it vibrate. It was still on you.
Give up your phone. Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome. I loved it. So no one had their phones out to record, and no one was like talking on their phones, and there's no lights.
We're talking I'm recording, we're shooting on location. I'm here for a month. That's why I might sound a little poopy. I don't know. We'll find out. Internet might drop out.
We are committed to this podcast.
Yep.
Phone situation. I was shooting at this waterfall down here in the middle of nowhere and zero phone service. Like it literally just says no service. And
you'd be surprised at how many locations like that are.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
America. I'm shocked by that.
And we're out in the middle of nowhere and we're there for a day. We're there for 10 hours.
Yeah.
For the first few, I'm pulling my phone out. I'm looking and it's like nothing. And then, just out of, weird, instinct, I kept pulling my phone out and looking, and I'm like, oh, yeah, still nothing. But after, a few hours of that, you just stop. You just talk to people.
Yep.
You just, you just start talking, and you, look around, and, you do whatever you want to do. You do your thing. So if all the smartphones just imploded one day, we would be fine. It just take us a few hours to get used to it again.
I think you're right.
Definitely.
Okay, Game of Thrones. So this was the big battle. We were leading up to this. There was 20 minutes of
more than that.
Of just lead in for this episode. Where it's just people getting ready, people it's just okay. The music was really good. There was a lot
I definitely feel like
cool
they recorded
shots.
Unique music for this particular episode.
Totally. Yeah. Oh no, there's a lot of
music. And it was nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
We can start off with
initial thoughts.
They promoted it as the biggest battle on TV or film, longest battle. Yeah. And I think that, that's something nice to brag about. I think that it was a well-executed, lots of action. After all these years, they definitely know what they're doing in terms of staging a battle that is entertaining to watch, and they can pace it well. going on. There's a lot of different characters that were in peril through the entire episode. I mean, and there were nice there. Okay. The moment when the red woman shows up and then she lights all the Dothraki. That part was awesome. I loved that. That was so, and then
they just go get smoked.
And then they all go get smoked. Like you see, and I loved how they just, the lights just go out. Like they don't take you into the action at all. Like you just watch Dothraki gets eliminated.
There's things I like and don't like about the episode.
Yeah.
And then one of the things that I do like about the episode, it was, they made it like creepy. Like that scene was creepy. Like the scene with like Arya in the library was creepy. Like she's just sneaking around. Her running through the hallway while they're chasing her, creepy as hell. Jesus. Like
you mentioned the library part. I really enjoyed that kind of like sneaky. I mean that was just quintessential horror movie moments in that you know, in that very tense, you know, library scene where she's creeping around. I like that, and it was a nice kind of takes us out of like the constant hacking and slashing and screaming of the battle.
Oh yeah
Christopher,
I mean, is he still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. you were very very quiet. What do you got?
No, I was just listening.
No, you don't like it? Is that, that's a heavy sigh.
It was a heavy sigh. Is that a sigh heavy with portent?
I thought there were great scenes. They have definitely learned their craft in terms of executing some battle scenes. I thought it was hard to see.
Oh, yeah.
It was a little dark.
I didn't like that at all. I thought the resolution was a huge bummer.
If you listen to the last episode that we recorded,
Christopher theorized, and it was awesome.
He wanted the theory that you came up with was much better.
I'm very stoked that Arya was involved.
That was nice.
I love that, and her like ability to kill. I love how they highlighted that, and brought it all sort of to that moment, and I love the connection to the Red Priestess. Payoff with multiple lines of plot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I was, I frankly, very disappointed in the resolution.
Right.
Wow. Because
I wasn't disappointed, but not very disappointed, I would say. Like I wanted something a little more nuanced and interesting, and it was definitely like it was just sort of like simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was simple.
It was simple. It was frankly
the worst trope of the trope of all fantasy.
And this has been my gripe.
It really bums me out.
This has been my gripe for two seasons, dude. It's just too simple, not thought out, very like.
Yeah. This world is complicated. Yeah. This world is. Martin's world building was complicated.
Yep. Yeah.
And the three-eyed raven is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And the Night King is fucking complicated.
Yeah. And he doesn't get stabbed
he's killed with a dagger.
Yeah.
And that kills everyone. And that is a real, real bummer to me. Actually, I'm still processing, but it's Bran being Bran and all the weirdness with Bran and the whole three-eyed raven thing and all of that. Well, I mean, they just wasted all of that. I mean, it's wasted. What was the point?
None of it. He just sat in a chair and like his eyes went white and that was it.
His utility was the fact that he could warg into ravens.
He was bait for this episode.
That's it?
Yeah.
He was flying around with the ravens. It's ultra lame.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra lame.
Yeah. And no, that's one of the things I had a problem with too. I didn't like I was like, you know, definitely liked some things, definitely didn't like something, and that was
I love the predictions were all Right. And, you know, it was difficult to not predict that.
Well, and they answered
being in the, I'm talking about the crypts. Being in the crypts is not safe, obviously, because if he raises the dead, which is what the Night King does, they all come out of their crypts and attack everyone in the crypt. Mm-hmm. I love the sacrifice of the young lady who killed the giant. That was a badass scene. Arya being badass was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love the, they have lots of characters. Part of the sort of difficulty of a big battle like this, with lots of characters that we are invested in, is that you only get so much time with each individual sort of fighting the fight and killing the undead. All of that sort of was underwhelming because we didn't get to see, individuals except for Arya be sort of who she is, total badass. And Mormont, you know, saving the day and protecting his queen and all of that was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
So there were definitely scenes. I loved all of that. I loved it. It was too dark. Couldn't see a lot, but that was tonal, and I understand all of that.
Well, and then it was too dark, and then the storm comes.
Yeah,
that like cuts down the visibility, and it's even worse. So,
my comments and my view right now is totally colored by my epic disappointment in how they paid it off.
So this show, like, I can tell since they've been like going off book, a change in the show, and it's definitely like I was hoping that they had more of like a dialed in to like what Mark wants or has an idea, but honestly maybe he doesn't know. Like, he's got to know a little bit, right? But that, like, how have they strayed so far?
He does know, because the lore behind the creation of the Night King is complicated and nuanced and has dire sort of issues, and then they write this great dialogue in the previous and speeches in the previous episode about sort of these big ideas and big themes and shit like that. And then it's just like, that was just a line.
It's just a line.
The fact that it's not buried in the payoff or somehow. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I'm selling them short, and in the final episode, they're going to be like, oh, holy shit, he didn't really die.
Yeah.
But
based it looks like Cersei is like the
right. Based upon the preview for the next episode, we are immediately shifting to the human fight.
So, so I will like one of the things that I was like, wait, what?
And
like,
this is thousands of years in the making. And this has been the human.
And the guy gets killed with like a
dagger.
Mm-hmm.
And
pretty disappointing.
And it's like,
It makes this huge threat feel so much smaller than it actually is. Like, so why didn't, somebody couldn't shoot him with an arrow previous to that? It had to be Valyrian steel. I mean,
it could have been a dragon glass arrow. Some random chode could have done it.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the cinematic nature of the episode, it doesn't have great battle. And, they're really good at, the episode did a really good job of building tension in certain moments.
And
I'm actually surprised by the number of people that survived. I mean, I'm shocked by the number of characters.
I wanted more people to die, honestly.
Yeah. Like, that would have been the bold choice. Again, this is like,
they're playing it safe, man.
They are totally
too many people
playing
are watching.
It safe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They cannot, it ceased to be this cult sort of, show, and it's like mass market bullshit
now. Yeah, they're really dialing it down a lot.
And they should have killed off 80% of our main characters.
They should have killed 80% of the main characters.
I mean, yes. I had the thought all day that Daenerys was going to die. I honestly, I don't know where it came from, but I thought Daenerys was going to die.
Nobody died. Like, three people died.
Yeah. Can we talk about, I mean, little Lady Mormont went out like a badass, which, that's totally badass moment. She slayed an undead giant.
That should have been a main character, though. That should have been, what's his name? Sam. That should have been Samwell Tarly. That should
something
have been
like that. Yeah,
someone else.
Yeah, they, I agree, they don't.
It's a cool moment. I totally agree. Yeah. But again, I think it's lazy because that's what. Because we all, like, are everyone, the writers in the room are thinking, oh, that'll be such a cool moment. Well, yeah, because it's been done 100 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the, you know, the young sort of woman who is a leader and clearly been a badass from day one in all of those moments inside Winterfell in the hall. And then the payoff is that she sacrifices herself and kills the giant. Well, yeah, that. I can write that.
Yeah.
And I don't, I'm not a writer. Yeah. I'm for the most popular show.
None of it's not like thought out well.
Seriously. It's just, I mean, it's a great thing. So safe. But that's
the show
exactly
is playing
right.
It's totally so safe.
Safe.
Yeah.
Because that's they can fine. Sacrifice her. She's not a mean character.
They killed fucking Ned Stark in season one, man. Like, this show has changed so much since that. Like, you kill a main character.
How does Sam survive? He is laying in a pile of
the
undead
dead.
That are going to chew on him. And how is he still alive?
Still alive. Like,
there is. I distinctly remember a shot like, okay, he's dead. He's getting eaten. And I was like, I had the distinct thought in my head, wow, I'm surprised that they're going to kill him off.
Yeah.
Because that's a bold move. Killing off Sam.
Yeah.
With all his knowledge would have been a bold move if they were thinking about, okay, this is not the end of the Night King. But because they don't have to preserve his knowledge for any reason or whatever, they let him live because they're lazy, because they know the Night King is getting killed at the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they make a great show. I love the characters. I love the world. The battle scene was great. Interesting military tactics to send the Dothraki out sort of first. And sort of not flanking and not doing the things that normal sort of military and the Dothraki are nimble and fast on horses and shit like that. Why wouldn't you use them that way? The Unsullied are with spears and they have long reach and
it's like a phalanx.
And the tactics seems to me could have been better and better use of the horse.
That's not what you do with mounted cavalry. You just like, you know,
you keep them in reserve. You
keep them. Yeah.
You run.
Yeah, exactly.
You do all of those things, right? But you're not fighting humans.
Why would you have anybody outside at all? I don't understand that whatsoever. The fire trenches
were good. The
have everyone behind your trench.
I'm not a military expert, so I. But anyway,
me either, if you guys want a military analysis of the battle, I'm sure there's going to be like 500 videos on YouTube within the next week.
I would love to watch
people
those.
Pontificate. I'm, you know, let a military historian who.
Right.
I mean, but yeah, it doesn't make it didn't. It, I
is
mean,
it, is
I,
it weird that I'm totally going to go look for that?
No, not I mean, I have. I would always understand that use of cat. I understood it in the sense that. I didn't understand why all the troops were outside the walls. It felt like my understanding of having a cavalry charge, just to offer a differing opinion. You don't want to have your infantry charge in first because then your cavalry will charge and maul your your infantry.
You rain arrows on down on.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah.
You,
no.
You thin them out.
Air force. Mm-hmm. And so it is. You strafe it with dragon fire constantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I can't disagree with that.
That was pretty amazing though. Like when they were flying
it looked awesome.
It looked awesome.
I mean, it's the most cinematic episode of television I've ever seen. It goes to that level. It tops all other in terms of all other television in terms of that. For sure. Yeah, and it looked amazing. I mean, it was dark, but beyond that, it looked like a battle. You know, you didn't have a moment where you're just like, oh, that's fake.
right?
That's
right?
Bullshit. Yeah.
Trying to think what else. So who died? We got
Beric Dondarrion.
Beric Dondarrion.
Lady Mormont.
Jorah Mormont.
Jorah Mormont. Ed from the Night's Watch.
Ed from the Night's Watch. And
the Red Woman.
The Red Woman.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. In terms of main character.
And we kind of got the resolution. Theon. Oh my God. Theon Greyjoy. Yeah. I mean, that's a decent amount, but none of those guys are like, everybody's going to freak out about it. If you killed Dany, everybody would be freaking out tomorrow.
If you kill Brienne and,
Did we lose Chris?
No, I'm here.
Okay. I mean, Jamie or Brienne.
Jamie or Brienne?
If you kill them both.
Yeah. It'd be Crazy Town.
It'd be poignant, but it'd be also Crazy Town that they were off the show.
Yeah. Completely. Or Davos Seaworth, even. I mean,
Davos Seaworth should have died. Not a fighter. He was running around the battle the whole time. Okay. So the end of the episode, right? It looks like there's like five people alive, and they're all main characters, by the way. None of them are like.
Yeah, the 13 people still alive or in Winterfell are the 13 main characters.
13 main characters. Yeah. And then the next episode, it looks like they're rebuilding Winterfell and they're getting ready to fight fucking Cersei. Who's left? You have 13 main characters. Like, yeah. All your people are dead.
There are people in the north who did not come to Winterfell because they didn't. They didn't answer the call. So maybe there's still people in the north.
Dude, they have like how do you have like 200 people?
Well,
you're going to go take on Cersei with 200 people?
That's the next thing.
That's the beauty of her strategy, right? Is that 95% of the troops get killed off and then
the Dothraki are gone, the Insulted are gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're all gone. They're all dead.
Oh, did what's his name? Grey Worm? He lived, right?
He lived, I think.
Yeah, I didn't see. Well, we didn't see him die, but we didn't really see like a good resolution.
Unfortunately, there just isn't a lot for us to dissect.
They
should have
killed him too. They should have killed all of him
because it's not a very deep episode.
No,
like there was so much for us to talk about in the last episode because there was so many nice character moments.
Yeah,
and the writing was so tight.
Yeah,
the best part of the show.
And this,
as we talked about, this one, you know, they are losing sight of that, and they should have embedded deep character moments in this episode.
And I wanted John to kill that damn dragon. I was so disappointed that like it just fell over.
I kind of that would have been a kind of boilerplate heroic moment, but my friend Ashton that I work, she was here and she was sitting on the couch and all that was going on and I'm like, John's going to kill a dragon.
Yeah.
John's going to slay a dragon. Like I thought that would have been like a triumphant hero moment that I could have that I bought into.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just the fact that it didn't happen, I guess I'm not disappointed. I mean Arya had kind of the badass hero moment that was, you know, the whole episode was building to.
I thought he was gonna murder her. I was like, oh, they're gonna kill Arya.
And then it pays off with that move that you know.
No, it's great. Yeah.
I mean, it's a great hero moment. It's just
a great hero moment, but like, it should have.
Just didn't feel like it had a lot of depth.
No, it was really simple. This show, they've dialed it back so much, and that's my gripe about. I mean, I keep harking on the last season, but that's when it changed, man. They simplified it. They just made it like dumbed down, and I was hoping the last episode like was gonna be a little better, but. It is what it is.
Like you said, like Andrew, I totally agree. Very cinematic, great, some great shots, some amazing effects. Too dark, but it was a hell of a battle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, in terms of pacing and kind of tension building, there are elements of the episode that, I mean, you're just gripping, you're like white knuckling because you're expecting the worst to happen, and then there's moments of kind of relief and payoff. So I think it did a nice job of like building to those moments and having those kind of sequences that felt, you know, where you were worried for the people that were in them. It's just there just didn't feel like there was just a lot of that, but not a lot of the other thing. which would have connected you to the story, made it more of a plot rather than just, you know, a battle that people have to win.
Right. Right.
You know?
You know, we'll see where this goes.
It was a great scene. It was a great scene. That confrontation between the Night King and Daenerys on her dragon, where she, the look on her face is just like, okay, he's off his dragon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cook him. And he's totally unfazed by that. I just love
it. Dragonfire can't kill him. Yeah.
Well, I was hoping they were going to not kill him in this episode. And then it comes to the resolution that he's Targaryen he's some kind of like, that's why he's immune to fire, you know?
Yeah, no, instead,
no, he's just magic. He's just magic.
It would have been better for in the world that Martin created that the resolution was not with a knife.
Well, and then is that it? Like that?
I think it is.
I mean, because like, who was he? What was the point of all that? What was the point?
Yep.
You know, I thought that was going to be like the end of the world. And it's not. That's it. One battle, it's over.
And he stabbed with a dragonglass dagger.
It was the Valyrian steel.
It was the Valyrian steel dagger.
Valyrian
steel dagger, yeah.
That dagger meant nothing. Like, it was from the dagger from season one that like they tried to kill Bran.
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, there's a whole lore behind that dagger, right?
They don't care. There's none of that nuance. That meant nothing. Yeah. Like, it meant nothing that was the dagger
other
that she had.
Valyrian steel.
But
I love the show.
Love the show.
I wish they would have been more deep about this episode. They went the route of let's do a badass battle episode and it'll pay off and people will love it, and there are some great elements, but I wanted it to further the story.
Yeah,
and it doesn't do any of that.
I don't think I can really disagree with that.
That's about right. I'm trying to think of what else. Anything else? Final thoughts, I guess?
I was entertained. I thought it was tense, but it was just, it lacked a certain depth. That's all.
Totally. Yep. All right.
Many very good shots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I'll rewatch it.
Many very good sequences.
Rewatched the other episode after, you know, I'm rewatching, and hopefully I'll see something. Like, rewatching last episode was so good. Episode 2 was so good.
I'll rewatch it again for sure.
Oh, of course.
But you should email us about your questions, comments at brothersgeekpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, brothers_geek@twitter.com and brothersgeek.com. Andrew, if you want to email Andrew with some trivia questions, Game of Thrones trivia for kingofthenorth52@gmail.com.
Trivia will return once we start to do regular full length episodes again.
So we're going to try to record another one shot the next time, but the next one's going to be an Endgame one shot.
Yes.
Buddy.
Soon. You should go see Endgame, everybody, this weekend.
Go see it.
It's worth the 3 hours you'll spend watching.
Maybe. Don't give it away, Andrew. No spoilers.
Maybe.
Positive or negative is still spoilers, right?
I agree with you 100%.
Maybe go see it in a matinee.
Yeah. Was it crowded where you were?
I went to a 7:30 showing a.m. Susan and Kira and I went 7:30 this morning.
7:30 this morning.
Yes.
There were theaters that were going 24 hours. Did you hear about that?
And the theater was half full.
Oh wow!
I mean, it did
7:30 in the morning.
It did $1.2 billion.
I'm in the middle of some podunk town. Went to a theater that had like 10 theaters, tiny little theater, you know. And it was like 95% full. Like, I looked around and it was packed to the gills. It was awesome. Man.
It's a payoff of 11
it
years.
It made $1.25 billion.
That's what I just
worldwide.
Said.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, geez. Oh, yeah. Like 320 something in the United States and then, yeah, you know, $780 million worldwide.
All the money. Andrew, here's a trivia question.
What do you got?
What's the top grossing film of all time currently?
It's still Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Okay.
Yep. No, not, it's not. It's not Avatar.
Last Airbender.
Oh, no, Avatar. Jesus.
Not that,
yeah, that movie.
That movie.
That movie's
god awful. Don't waste an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't ever watch that.
Don't ever waste your time.
Ever.
Ever.
Is Avatar still the all time?
I'm going to go ahead and I'm on all time. All time domestic, The Force Awakens, $936 million.
Worldwide,
Avatar, $2.7
billion. $2.7
billion?
$2.7. Do you think it beats it?
I don't know.
You know what was the best part about seeing the movie at that small theater? My ticket was $7.
That's awesome.
Oh man, that's so funny. It's great. Great. Well, thanks for listening.
Holy crap, Star Wars Force Awakens.
What?
It opened to $900 million.
The total domestic for Force Awakens was 900.
Total domestic.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This Endgame is going to beat that.
Let's hope.
I think it'll.
It'll beat that. Especially with Andrew seeing it 3 times.
I mean, I don't know if I'll see it again in the theaters. I saw it 3 times on the weekend.
I will see it at least one more time.
I will see it at least one more time. Thanks for
spoiler
listening.
Alert. You guys spoiler. Like it enough to see it twice? Jerks.
Jerk face. Okay.
No, I'm going to hate watching.
The winter came and it was a letdown. That's how we're going to
tiny little bit. Yeah.
All right. And